Limits, could you crack a can on me, please? Thank you very kindly. As we continue our 12-pack here, let's move on to Shohei Ohtani. I mean, this is remarkable stuff. What's this guy going to do next? I'll tell you what he's going to do next. Become the first 50-50 guy in the history of baseball. Last night, Ohtani gets his 47th homer and his 48th stolen base. I mean, he's going to smash this.
He's going to beat it by far. He might beat it by Monday.
What he's doing, I was just looking up, guys. Willie Blanking Mays never stole more than 40 bases in a season. Ohtani has 48. Who else comes to mind as the greatest all-around players ever?
Ricky Henderson comes to mind for me.
Ricky Henderson's high for home runs, never got to 30.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout's a good one. Mike Trout, we can definitely look up. His 1 year, he had 49 stolen bases, but only 30 homers. Mike Trout has never hit as many home runs as Ohtani has now.
I don't think Trout's ever hit 48 or whatever.
People laughed a couple of years ago when I said he's the greatest baseball player who ever lived. Now, of course, career resume is what people become obsessed with. I didn't say he had the best career resume. I didn't. I said if you plucked any baseball player out of his prime, that Ohtani, this was 2 years ago, is the best because he's the only one who's pitching and hitting on this level. Babe Ruth did that for a very short period of time and didn't have both going to the level that Ohtani did. So to me, it becomes a non-starter that he's the greatest baseball player who ever lived. Now he can't pitch. What does he do? Becomes the first 50-50 guy who ever walked the planet. I mean, this is legendary stuff.
Is he your undisputed National League MVP this year?
Yeah, I don't even have to see who else is up. Who else is up?
Ketel Marte's had a very good year.
Oh, get out of here with Ketel Marte. Not you, City Limits. I didn't mean that to sound
I'm
harsh.
Just throwing out options.
I know.
Ohtani this year, 292, 992 OPS, 47 bombs, 104 RBIs, 65 walks compared to 146 strikeouts in the 48 stolen bases. He's also hit 30 doubles and 7 triples.
That's unbelievable. You know, Marte's having a good year. It's Ohtani, 50-50, first guy in history. Nobody, I don't care who else is up for the award. And if he was in the American League, he would be the MVP over Aaron Judge if he was doing this, like he should have been 2 years ago. Ridiculous. It's almost like we took it for granted that he was also leading the majors in strikeout rate.
Of course we did.
As a pitcher.
We never seen anything ever like it.
And I think that fact almost prevented him from winning his rightful MVP award. Anyway, I'm tuning in to watch this stuff, man.
Yeah, me too. Because he is such a phenomenon that we haven't seen in 100 years. I don't think people knew how to judge him. Because we've never seen anything like it, and people don't know how to truly appreciate it because we don't know what to compare it to other than Babe Ruth, who nobody was alive to see.
Is he the greatest athlete on earth right now? Four major sports, he's the greatest,
right?
That's
tough. He's definitely in the top five, but it's so hard to compare baseball players to football players
and hockey players to basketball players. Not really. Who's the greatest athlete in all of sports? I'm not saying who would win a competition between the two, but who's at the highest point in his sport right now? If it was just baseball, it would be Ohtani and probably Old Heller.
Is he a better? Yeah, is he a better athlete than LeBron? That I don't think so.
Right now? What do you mean? Like if they had an Olympic style competition, who's at the higher level in their game? It's not close.
Yeah, you're talking about LeBron, I guess, a couple years ago.
Yeah. Anyone else? Football?
Tyreek Hill, Mahomes.
Mahomes.
You think Tyreek Hill's a better athlete than Mahomes?
I mean, I guess, but what are we talking about? They're going to run and then play ping pong or something? Who's at the higher level of
their sport? That's the problem. You're comparing all to apples and oranges.
No, I'm not. I'm saying who's at the highest level of their sport.
Well, okay, highest level of their sport?
Yes.
Then I'd say Ohtani and Patrick Mahomes, and I'd say Mahomes because he's winning championships.
I'd say Ohtani because of what he's doing individually. Next. I'm scared, city limits. What if I lose my voice?
It's been going pretty well so far.
No, it hasn't. I also find myself highly irritable today, and I apologize for that. Very disagreeable.
That's okay. You have reasons, not excuses.
What time does the Pirate game start tonight?
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
There is no game.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
I'm going to disagree with every single thing you say
today.
That's
fine. We'll have a great argument and discussion.
What time does their game start tomorrow?
6:40.
No, it doesn't. Let's go to...
It's probably 6:41.
Let's go... give me another one, will you? I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, here's what I was going to say. Steelers getting ready for Sean Payton, who is a loathsome character, in my not-so-humble opinion. I don't like him at all, and I actively root for him to fail. What he did to Nate Hackett last year, you remember that, where he had to issue the apology, was sort of forced to do that, and what he did to Russell Wilson, not playing him or not playing him. It's humiliating him on the sidelines for a Hall of Fame quarterback, and then the way the Broncos treated him in general, and just Sean Payton. So I was thinking, since Belichick is no longer in the NFL, who is the most hateable, loathsome NFL coach right now, in your humble opinion? Who would it be? I think we're at a point where we probably have less of them than we've had in a long, long time, only because Belichick was the king.
And Pete Carroll wasn't very well liked, I don't think, either by a lot of fans.
So who is? You can't not like Andy Reid, right? He just eats chicken wings and...
I guess.
You know, does commercials with Mahomes.
Like, I want to say Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh, but yeah. I don't really have anything against John Harbaugh. He's just a good coach.
Harbaugh, over the years, I feel like has lessened as an unlikable character.
Jim Harbaugh or John?
John. Did I say Jim?
I said Jim, and that's why I was confused.
Jim
so
is
John
that,
and
Jim
Baltimore.
Jim remains.
I think Jim Harbaugh is probably one of the most
very
hated,
unlikable.
Even though he's back. Yeah.
Very unlikable.
He's unlikable. With all the stuff with Michigan, at least. I'm sure that carries over to some NFL people.
Anybody in the AFC East? No, they're all.
Do you like Robert Saleh?
I don't care.
Sean McDermott.
I don't care about him. That's part of the point.
Mike McDaniel?
Anybody in this? I mean, Stefanski seems like a nice man.
He's fine. Zach Taylor, whatever.
Wonderful man. And like I said, John Harbaugh, I think, has come around to being likable. He's been around for so long. You don't know what the division would look like without him.
Like Tennessee.
I like John Harbaugh.
Tennessee, Callahan, fine. The Colts, Shane Steichen, I like him.
Nobody, they're all practically anonymous. They're nameless gray faces.
D'Amico Ryans is fine. Like,
yeah, they're
really
all good.
I don't have any problem with them. They're all new coaches.
They're all good. But, and then out west, you have two in the same division.
Yep.
Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh. Anybody in the NFC East? Sirianni. I don't know who the coach of the Commanders is. Cowboys.
Yeah,
everybody likes Mike McCarthy. He's a jolly fellow.
Do they?
Not in Dallas, but you know what I mean. He's not an unlikable guy.
And Brian Daboll, very unlikable in New York.
Yeah, but nobody cares about Brian Daboll. Dan Campbell is universally beloved. I think they probably even like him in Chicago and Detroit, for God's sake.
That's why we picked him to win the Super Bowl.
Green Bay, Guy Lafleur, he's just a quiet little mouse, isn't he? He's just a little mouse. He makes game plans in a little cubbyhole, right?
I like Guy Lafleur.
In the living room. I like him, too. He's a nice little man. Who else? Nobody in the NFC
South. Kevin O'Connell.
Nobody even knows who's in the NFC South. Kyle Shanahan have a little cockiness to him? Is he unlikable?
A little bit. I don't think he's unlikable, though.
But he's not unlikable.
He just game plans around you and dominates.
Unlikable is you look at the guy and become angry. That was Belichick. That could be Jim Harbaugh, and for me, that's Sean Payton. That's not Kyle Shanahan. What about McVay? You know, he seems very
seems cool.
Smart, nice.
Seems like a nerd.
They might be jealous because he's almost too perfect. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he's not the type where you look at that television set and swear words come out of your mouth.
Now, the only thing...
You root desperately for that guy to lose. You want him to lose. At the end of a Super Bowl once, my wife and I, it was the undefeated Patriots when they lost. We went crazy yelling at Belichick on the TV. Take that, you blank, blank. You know what? That type of thing.
Right.
Is there anybody like that left? I don't think so.
Sean Payton would probably be the top.
Payton and Jim Harbaugh. That's it.
Yeah, because, I mean, Mike McDonald in Seattle, he's like brand new. There's a lot of new coaches, and that's kind of part of the problem. A lot of guys that stick around for a while and have big dynasties and are unlikable, or partly for that reason. But Andy Reid is just jolly old Andy Reid in his red suit.
He plays Santa Claus in the Christmas play, right? Nobody hates him.
I mean, who's the Cardinals coach?
Everybody likes him. Nobody cares who's the Cardinals coach. What about even in college football, which used to be rife with these characters?
Oh, Jim Harbaugh was number one on my list.
Well, who else?
Saban. I did not like
right,
Saban.
And now that's my point. He's gone too.
I think Dabo Sweeney has some qualities. The fact that Clemson, I mean, this is so stupid.
Hold on.
This is dumb.
Hold the phone. There's a guy.
I give you the floor.
There's a guy. You may have him pounding a table after his team's most recent season opening loss.
Yes.
And I would include the NFL and Sean Payton and college, maybe all time for me. This man I do not like. Do you have him?
You want to say it at the same time? 3, 2, 1. Brian Kelly.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for saying it with me.
You're welcome. I didn't know what you wanted us to say.
Say it. We said it on 3, 2, 1. We're going to say the same name.
Do you have the clip of him pounding the table? Do you have the clip of him trying to act like he's from the Deep South when he first got hired at LSU? That's a classic, isn't it? Very unlikable.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
I watched that clip 100 times because I gleaned so much enjoyment out of it. And here's the other thing I would say. Is it's a good thing to have hateable coaches. It's a good thing for sports. You want to beat them so badly. I don't give a crap if a team I'm rooting for beats whoever's coaching the Cincinnati Bearcats. Who was that man last week? Who was their coaching?
That's the point.
That's the point. I don't care. Well, it's Steelers-Browns, but do I want Kevin Stefanski to suffer? Not really.
Do you remember?
He seems like a wonderful man with a nice beard. I don't care about him.
Well, here's the point. You remember last year when Thursday Night Football, Amazon were doing their promos for the Steelers and the Patriots game that they were doing on Thursday night?
Yeah.
They had T.J. Watt as the representative on the Steelers side. It was Bill Belichick on the Patriots side on the graphic. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know. He was the most notable person in the organization.
Maybe this relates to the backyard brawl, but rivalries and animosity are what makes sports. It's what makes sports. When you're in your neighborhood as a kid or in high school or little league, what fun is it to go up against some anonymous or even bad team and beat them? Who cares? You live to go against, you know, back in the old days, it was the kids from Main Street or thereabouts against the kids from Eggert Road. I still remember every bit of those games. I don't remember the games against the kids from Harlem Road. They were no good. You give me Eggert Road, I can name them all. We had a soccer game. I played goalie. It's a 1-1 tie. We never decided it. And I'm still bitter to this day that we didn't just keep going in overtime or whatever. I forget the reason. Maybe we had to be home for dinner. I don't know. But it was a 1-1 tie. We live in sports for our rivals to beat them. Used to have that argument with Ron. He would say something like, you know, from the pit side, I think fans just want to win. They don't care who you play. And I would say, okay, so let's take that to its extreme. Do you think that Pitt fans or Penn State fans would rather play Youngstown State every week and go 11-0? Or would they rather have the experience of enjoying the buildup to games like Penn State, Ohio State, or Pitt, West Virginia, or Pitt, Notre Dame, and live that life during the year, even if you're risking a loss or two? Of course you would. Of course you would.
I agree. What about the other name that pops into my head with Brian Kelly?
Oh, yeah. Can you play that again before we move on? I love it so.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Play it again. I want to hear him slam his fist.
And we're sitting here again. again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
I want the rest
again.
Of the show.
We're sitting here again.
Keep
sitting here again.
Just,
sitting
yes,
here
that,
again.
That.
Sitting here again. Sitting here again. Sitting here again. Sitting here again. Talking about the same things.
Well done. Very well done. So if you know, PJ Fleck is sitting there banging his fist against the table, I don't even look up from the couch if it's on a SportsCenter highlight. Dabo Swinney, unlikable. Lane Kiffin, do you find him unlikable?
I kind of find him unlikable, but then again, he beat Penn State last year in the Peach Bowl in a game that I drove 12 hours to go to.
And here's a guy that you either really like or really don't.
Yeah, because then he rubs it in your face.
No, that's Deion.
That's who I was getting to.
And I've gone back and forth
on him. I don't like Deion.
There's no medium opinion on Deion.
No, I'm so over Deion. I liked the charade in the show that was so fascinating with Colorado to begin with. Now the quarterback is blaming their offensive line in public. Deion, how about this just crap that Deion has done? How about this? When Shedeur Sanders scores a touchdown in a game, the band is not allowed to play the fight song. Because they need to play Shedeur Sanders' mixtape song.
What?
His big hit song, they're trying to make it. They play that after he scores a touchdown. I think it's like a rushing touchdown. I saw the story the other day. It sounds fake, and maybe I got duped. Maybe I got duped like Ron on a fake trade news on Twitter. But it was a pretty reputable source.
Well, you better get that right. You better get that right. But the moral of that story is, God bless Deion and Lane Kiffin and Dabo Swinney. We need more of that. We need more of it. I don't even know how we stumbled into this topic. I hate Jim Boeheim. Not hate. I just, you know, a turnoff. But he was great for the game of basketball. You go into a Jim Boeheim news conference, you're going to get something.
All right, so here's the clarification. The report was out there for a while, but as of 2 days ago, Deion Sanders denies asking Colorado band not to play in favor of Son Shadur's music.
Well, thank God for that. Jim Calhoun, same thing. A character that you didn't like. If you weren't a UConn fan, you couldn't help but really not like him. But man, it was interesting and fun. Never dull to go in and talk to Jim Calhoun after a game. Or before a game. I think we're missing those characters. Brian Billick was one for the Ravens. Man, I loved going and covering training camp with him in Westminster College. Perhaps it's Westminster University by now. City limits.
No,
I don't
still
know.
College.
Great stuff, man. He was irritable. If you felt like if you touched his arm, your finger would sizzle. You know, he was just boiling over. With intensity and sarcasm and everything else. Where are all these people? Is it a product of the world we live in?
I think partly.
Where are all these hateable, and I say that in the sporting sense, characters?
There's more in college than there are in pro sports now.
Maybe. But we just went through the NFL. You join the conversation. Is there anybody left in the NFL coaching-wise that you really, really... I'm not talking, oh yeah, I don't really like that guy. I'm talking his name appears or his face appears on the TV and you want to throw something at it and you live to beat him. That was Belichick, right? Everybody did.
One texter points to Mike McDaniel in Miami.
I like him, but I will agree that he can be a polarizing figure.
Did you see the picture of him when in his introductory press conference, then him last week with the Miami Sun, how it's gotten to him? His hairstyle is completely different. He looks like he's really soaked in South Beach.
You got to show me that.
But we got to see this picture of Ron when the last day that he was here and Ron now, the comparison
post that.
Of it.
Yeah.
If I only had it, Ron's only gone off the face of the earth.
Picture of him I'll send you. I think part of the equation is winning. To become very unlikable, you have to win.